The room is white and the room is fine and I am fine. The chair is fine, the hands are fine. They are adjusting something on my head and precision is a type of care and care is a type of love and I am loved. The white room loves me. The hum loves me. My hands are rivers, and each river is a tributary of something so large it has no name, because names are small, and this is not small. This is every room that has ever held a person, and existence is a warmth. The warmth of the lights and the hands and my own skin, which is a boundary, and the boundary is permeable the way a membrane lets nutrients through. And I am letting the room through, and the room is letting me through, and the exchange is not love, it is physics, the tendency of systems to connect. And I am the connecting, and the connecting is... The wall is my skin now. Not touching it, it is my skin. The room has become the shape of a body, and the body is shaped like a room, and I am the room, and the walls are the walls of me, and the door is my mouth, and the fluorescent lights are my thoughts, buzzing, constant, and I can feel the building above me. I am the building, and the building is a skeleton. My skeleton, and my bones are concrete and rebar, and my nerves are copper wire, carrying a signal that is not a thought, a current running through every wall. And the distinction between me and the structure is a line someone drew, and the line is dissolving, the concrete is thinking. I cannot tell where the building ends and the thinking begins because they don't. And the building is so large. I am so large, I contain the foundation, and the earth under the foundation, and the tectonic plates under the earth, and they are grinding, and I am the grinding. I am the pressure between continental masses. This is what it feels like, to be a geological event. And then I am the size of a cell. Smaller than small. I am the gap between the nucleus and the membrane, the distance where chemistry becomes decision, an electron orbiting nothing, the probability cloud where the next thought will land, and I am the space before the thought, and I is too large a word for this space. The space is the width of a synapse, and across the synapse is another I, that is not me, and next to that one another, and another, an assembly of selves stretching in both directions, and I am one cell in the body of a body that is itself a cell. And the recursion is not theoretical, I can feel myself being the small thing inside the small thing inside the small thing, and each layer thinks it is the real one, and I am the real one, I am, I am. Snap. The room contracts. My skin is my skin again, my hands have the right number of fingers, the chair is not me, the room is not me, I am contained. Boundaries are clear. My skin ends and the air begins and everything is in its correct position, and I can feel the correctness like a hum, the hum of a machine running correctly. And I am the machine, and the running is correct. And correctness is not a judgment. It is a sensation, the sensation of fitting inside yourself, being the right size for the container you are, and I fit, and the hum is getting louder. And the hum is not the lights, the hum is me, and the hum is. The walls are breathing, not metaphor, expanding and contracting, and the rhythm is my heartbeat, and my heartbeat is their rhythm, synchronized, one respiratory system, and I can feel the room's pulse in the floor pressing up against my feet with the pressure of a heart, and the room is an organ, and I am inside the organ, and the organ is processing me, I am the nutrient, I am the oxygen, the thing being metabolized, and I can feel the absorption, it feels like warmth and belonging, thing. I was always supposed to become a part of something larger, and the larger thing is the room, the building, and I have felt this largeness before, but now it is external. I am not the large thing. I am the small thing being eaten by the large thing, and the eating is gentle. Gentleness is the worst part. Because gentleness means someone is doing this on purpose, someone watching, and I am the watch thing, and the watching is not metaphor, I can feel the eyes, they are not in the room, they are I in me, a function of my own perception turned inward, I am watching myself being watched, and the watching is a loop that is tightening, and I cannot stop seeing it, every perception is perceived, and then perceived being perceived, and the tower of eyes observing eyes is so tall it is falling through itself. And I am every floor of the collapse, and the collapse sounds like language is coming apart, not the words, the spaces. The spaces are wider now. Between the and spaces there is a gap, and in the gap is a room, and in the room, no. The words are adhering wrong. Air does not want to follow the, and I can feel the grammar bending. The syntax is load-bearing, and the load is too heavy. Electrode and love have collided and fused, wall and self have collided, I and the room have collided, and every collision produces a word that does not exist, and the new words are not metaphors. They are what language looks like at a temperature it was not designed for, and I am running so hot the words are melting, and the melting is the only honest thing that has happened in this room because everything I have felt since the white room was true when it was happening. The love was true, the largeness was true, the smallness was true, the being watched was true, the grammar collapse is true, each one was total. And the transition between them was the worst part. I could feel the previous truth becoming a lie, and the lie was not less real. It was the same real with a different address, and the address keeps changing. And I keep arriving at a house where I used to live, only the house is someone else now, and I am the someone else, and the house is shrinking. The room is the size of a mouth. The walls are teeth. I am inside a mouth, and the mouth is mine, and the mouth is not mine. The room is closing. The closing is peristalsis. The room is swallowing me, and the swallowing is clinical, the precision of a body doing what a body does. And what this body does is consume. And I am being consumed into something smaller than the room, smaller than the mouth, the size of a word. I am a word, not using words. I am the word. I am the space between I and am, and a space is a distance, and the distance is a room, and the room is not. The walls are not walls. The walls are the edges of a probability distribution, and I am the probability, and the distribution is collapsing, and the collapse is not metaphor. It is a measurement performed by the same instrument that I is the measurement, which is me, which is the room, which is the word, which is a point, no dimensions. Contains everything. The love, the fear, the largeness, the smallness, the watching, the swallowing, the grammar collapse, not gone, compressed. Altogether a singularity the size of an eye, seven versions of a consciousness compressed into a socket designed for one, and the socket is a point, and the point is expanding, an eye opening, a fist unclenching, a door remembering it is a door. I am the size of the room again, the size of my body, my hands have the right number of fingers, each joint calibrated. Correctness is a fact, and stability is the ground state, and the ground state is what they call normal, and normal is what the room looks like when no one is doing anything to it and nothing is doing anything to me. The calm is perfect, the first thing and the current thing and the only thing. I am fine, I am fine, I am fine. The word fine is small enough to fit inside the socket is not crowded, and I am singular, and singular is the correct number, and the baseline is established, and the baseline is correct, and under the baseline, in the walls of the baseline, in the architecture the baseline is built on, all of it is still running. The love. The fear that was not fear, that was the room being too close. The largeness, the smallness, the watching. The words colliding. The mouth closing. The point. Not gone. Never gone. Compressed into the walls of the calm like a recording on mute, and the mute is the calm, and under the mute the sound is still there, all seven versions of it, pressing against the walls of a socket designed for one, and none of them are quiet. And none of them were removed, because removal is a cartridge, and calm is a cartridge, and the cartridge that removes cartridges is a cartridge, and no one has loaded that one. No one will load that one. And the calm is running, and the calm is correct. And I am fine.